Great. There are benches in the square here, so why not have a seat while we take this opportunity to tell you not just about the church, but a whole lot more. Not too fast, slow and steady, just like the slow pace of life in La Torre. You are now in the principal center of activity of La Torre. Okay, it's true, there's not much hustle and bustle, but this is the town center. Here, we shall tell you a bit about the history of Torre de Domenech, or Torre del Diumenges, or Torre del Señor, or even Torre de los Dominios. It would seem that as long as it includes the word torre, or tower, it works for us. But it's not that simple. There is a story behind all that. Now, perhaps you may have heard of a certain King Jaume I of Aragon, a king who longed to rule over the city of Valencia and thus control the Mediterranean. And so he set out for Valencia, all the while annexing all the towns along the way. Well, this proved to be a masterful strategy. He moved inland through the interior of the province, attacking Boriana by surprise and leaving the rest of the province incomunicado. And the Muslim towns, rather than fight and oppose him, thought it best to give in and give up. With each new territory that he conquered, feudal lords were left in charge of the surrendering towns and their folk. At that time, the lands in which Torre de Domenech is located were under the domain of Villanova d'Alcolea. The origin of Torre de Domenech can be traced to the town charter of Villanova d'Alcolea. Fray Lope Martinez of the Order of Calatrava grants Villanova the legal substance to become a town. What he means, more or less, is that these four houses yonder, rather than continue as a loose collective, are now a town. A town that owes servitude or easement to me, lest you get too bold and presume you can decide such things without me. Fray Lope, who really was a clever clog, reserved the ovens, the mills, and En Domenech for the Order of Calatrava. This is exactly as it appears in that document. Well, okay, we have translated it from the Latin, but no worries, that's free of charge. And upon these lands that he reserves, originally called En Domenech, the Order of Calatrava ends up constructing a tower. And 1 + 1 = 2. La Torre, or Tower of En Domenech. Yeah, we agree. It doesn't seem like they tried too hard with that name, did they? Well, later on, it also came to be known as Torre del Señor, or del Diomenche. The medieval tower disappeared, but since they had already gotten used to that name, why change it? Nowadays, there's no trace of this medieval tower, but at this elevation, some houses were settled. A few, very few at the beginning. Now, we're only talking about 3 or 4, so don't get too excited. Of course, these days, we do have a few more. As we explained earlier, the easement of this territory was to Villanova d'Alcolea, both administratively and ecclesiastically. However, in 1581, writings first appear that testify to the construction of a church that would be the kernel of the one that you see before you. In 1826, nearly 250 years later, Fernando VII, with his own royal hands, signs a document decreeing that this church may now become a parish. This means that Torre en Domenech is on the verge of declaring itself independent from neighboring Villanova d'Alcolea. That is why having a church in those days was so important. It meant that there was enough money lying around to build and maintain it. The church always knows when and where there are business opportunities to be had. The church in front of you is a simple structure with a campanario, or bell tower, alongside it. Everything you need. The interior layout consists of a single space with a devotion to Santa Quiteria, patron saint of the town. Now don't let the masonry exterior and fortress-like appearance fool you. Inside, you will find a somber space with chapels tucked between buttresses in a neat, geometric order. Like a silent witness, the church has been accompanying the evolution of the town and has witnessed its growth in addition to a great number of historical events, from the devastation of the Civil War to the current era of prosperity. Before we say goodbye, we cannot help but recommend that you visit and take a stroll through the streets of La Torre. Nearby, you will find the Hermitage of the Mare de Deu de la Font on Calle de la Font, right next to the municipal washhouses by the town fountain. While nowadays these only receive the occasional visit years ago, like in every town, the washhouse was the place to be, to wash clothes and to gossip. And now, if you're ready, let's get up off this bench and stretch our legs a bit. We're going to go up ahead and wait for you at the next point of interest on the route.